D. Snyder, how are you, man?
I am awesome.
And you were in the news before the tour even started.
The fact that we're not going to take it has resonated for 35 years, and now we got this moron, in my opinion, Clive Palmer, stealing my song and misrepresenting it and just with a horrible singer. And people think I'm associated with him, which I am not. But at the same time, the fact that this song matters is after 35 years, that's a blessing. So people say, oh, don't you get tired of playing We're Not Going to Take It? I say, hell no. I wish I could just play We're Not Going to Take It all night.
Yeah, that's it.
Because the audience just loses their mind.
Has it ever been on a TV commercial? Or an ad?
Oh, tons. 100.
Right, okay.
Tons. It's one of the most licensed songs. And that's the thing with the Clive Palmer thing is he applied for a license for the song. He knew that you have to get a license for commercial use. And the publishing company gave him the quote and he just started using it without paying the fee. So it wasn't like a lack of, oh, I didn't know I had to situation. He knew full well. Spielberg, the big finale of Ready Player One last year was We're Not Going to Take It.
Yeah.
And it's been used, in so many instances because, this song has been a godsend. I made a lot of money off that song. I wrote all the Twisted songs. But I remember getting a call that a women's premenopausal medication wanted to use We're Not Going to Take It. And I was livid. I was like, are you kidding me? It's my art. And I said, how much? And I had two kids in college. I said, oh, well, what does it do? And he goes, well, it just does this. It does this. It stops vaginal dryness. I said, whoa, I can get behind that because I'm totally against vaginal dryness.
Man.
It's God's work. It's God's work. Let's license the song. Send me the check.
I imagine you get a lot of offers to do stuff that it's hard to say no to.
I've done everything with the word celebrity in front of it. And it was funny. I was walking down the street and a guy comes up and says, dude, I saw you in Celebrity. I said, well, Apprentice? I said, no. Wife Swap? I said, no. Ghost Stories? I said, no. I said, to duets? I said, no. And he went, Celebrity Home for the Holidays. And I remember going, wow, I am doing way too many of these shows. Celebrity Home for the Holidays. Yeah. I think that was the day I said, all right, I'm done.
Well, man, it's great to see you back in Australia.